a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Senate Health and Human Services. I want to welcome our internet listeners. And we have a page. So do you want to come up to the microphone, press the green button, introduce yourself, and tell us where you're from?
I'm Kristen Rarrett. I'm from Jefferson, and I'm going to go to school at SDSU to be a vet.
Very good. Go Jacks. Do you want to sit down and introduce yourself? Good morning.
Morning. My name is Alex Nagel, and I'm from Gettysburg, and I'm planning on attending SDSU to major in electronics technology.
Very good. Go Jacks. Those Jacks are running this morning. Very good. Thank you and welcome. Just a reminder, those of you that are here, if you have cell phones, please silence them because I do have a fee if they do go off. If you're going to provide testimony today, please sign in. With that, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Holeen.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Krebs is excused. Rampelberg.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Hunoff.
Here.
Madam Chair, six are present.
Thank you. We have a quorum present. With that, I'd entertain a motion from the minutes of our last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Senator Soholt, second by Senator Jensen. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. With that, we're just going to have a little shift on the agenda. I'm going to take House Bill 1233. My question is there anyone here that is planning to testify on House Bill 1233 at this time? Okay. Representative, it's okay. We will then defer the bill till next Wednesday to have the hearing. All right? Thank you so very much. With that, I'm going to go below the line, and I'm going to bring up House Bill 1208. Good morning, Representative. We just liked you so much the last time, we wanted you to come back for a second visit.
Thank you. Mark Mickelson, House of Representatives, District 13, a district in Sioux Falls.
Representative Mickelson, my apology to the home audience. We're on House Bill 1208, which prohibits the unlawful release of medical waste and to provide a penalty therefore. Go ahead.
I would like to offer an amendment.
Thank you. And that amendment is 1208JC. Is that correct?
It is.
Thank you. Would someone on the committee like to move it?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Go ahead.
In members of the committee, Madam Chair, in our last conversation concerning this amendment, we are attempting to address an issue with respect to potentially infectious medical waste that is being disposed of improperly into a recycling stream that results in people hand-sorting this and being exposed to the potentially infectious medical waste. Our bill is drafted originally reached both commercial generators and household generators. And it was drafted broadly in a sense where in a business setting, the business would have had responsibility if they acted negligently, and so would an individual working for the business if that individual had acted negligently. Because there was some hesitation on the part of members of the committee with respect to that broad of a reach, we've come back with an amendment that attempts to address both of those concerns. And I'll remind members of the committee, if a person acts negligently and puts medical waste in a recycling stream, they would be subject to a Class 2 misdemeanor. The First Amendment, on page 1, line 8, we add after the word organisms, and we're defining what medical waste is in this provision, and it says, so the definition of medical waste goes on, and then it continues, but shall exclude household waste, including medical waste generated at a private residence. Our intention there is to exclude household waste. The Second Amendment, we define person on line 11 of the bill, and person, as then we make in our amendment, we make reference to a code section in the criminal South Dakota Criminal Code 21-1-2, open parent, 31, closed parent. And if you make reference to that definition of person, you will see a definition that includes natural persons, what we would all think of, and then corporations, limited liability companies, partnerships, any other form of business enterprise. So our amendment takes this definition of persons and then says, but excluding any natural person. So I think our bill as amended is more limited in scope and would reach business generators of medical waste that negligently dispose of it to a recycling stream. Concludes my remarks.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you. No questions? Okay. Is there anyone here that, any other proponents for this amendment? Anybody else want to speak to the amendment? Any other proponents? Anybody have any opposition to the amendment that we need to hear? Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll take action on the amendment.
Madam Chair.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you. I would move do pass 1208JC.
It's been moved.
Oh, it's our, did we already?
Yes,
we
yeah.
already did.
Sorry. Okay.
I apologize.
All right. It's a voice vote. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. House Bill 1208 as amended. Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Okay. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1208 as amended? Any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, I will close this hearing to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I would move do pass on House Bill 1208 as amended.
Senator Soholt moves do pass on House Bill 1208 as amended. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Jensen. Any comments on that motion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to thank the sponsor of this bill for, you know, taking into account those considerations and for adapting it in a way that I think meets the intent of what you were trying to accomplish with the bill. So really appreciate your work on that and bringing it back.
Any other comments? Seeing none, the motion before you is do pass on House Bill 1208 as amended. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bradford.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Krebs is excused. Rampelberg?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Madam Chair, there are six yeas, one excused.
Thank you. Motion approved. The bill will be sent to the floor. I believe there's a title.
Sure.
Senator Jensen.
I'd like to move title amendment 1208JTA.
It's been moved by Senator Jensen on title amendment 1208JTA. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Holeen. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Krebs, excuse. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Hunna.
Aye.
Madam Chair, there are six yeas, one excused.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Senator Soholt.
I would move consent on amended House Bill 1208.
It's been moved by Senator Soholt, second by Senator Rampelberg for consent on House Bill 1208 as amended. Any comments on that motion?
No, thank you.
Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of going to consent signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. House Bill 1208 as amended goes on consent. Thank you. We will now move to House Bill 1126. Is Senator Tiedemann here? Maybe we'll be at ease. Do one of the pages want to go down to appropriations and get Senator Tiedemann? We'll wait till he comes up. We'll be at ease.
When you go to
We're on your bill, Senator Tiedemann. This will be House Bill 1126, which revises the massage therapy licensing requirements. And I do want to say at the beginning here that we will hold the hearing, but formal action will be on Monday. So thank you. Welcome and good morning.
Good morning. Senator Larry Tiedemann from Brookings, South Dakota, District 7. And I'm here to bring forth House Bill 1126. I do have an amendment.
Thank you. Has that amendment been distributed?
No, I just walked in with it.
All right. The pages are behind you.
It's 1126 Juliet Delta.
Someone move the amendment. Moved by Senator Rampelberg.
Second.
Second by Silholt. Would you like to speak to the amendment and the bill?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, because this bill, this amendment does totally hoghouse or change the bill. House Bill 1126 was brought to the House. It started out as a total repeal. It was amended on the House floor. And a couple things were put in place to move it over to the Senate and to give the different folks the opportunity to build some compromise. This amendment reflects a lot of those compromises and a lot of hard work by a number of folks to help bring resolution and create the future for the Massage Therapy Board. This amendment preserves massage therapy licensure. That was very critical for some. And current requirements for 500 training hours and passing a score on the nationally recognized competency exam. The amendment also preserves the malpractice liability insurance requirement of $250,000. But this amendment also streamlines the Massage Therapy Practice Act to provide greater clarity to the Act's requirement and greater efficiency to receive their license and for the board to function. This amendment is supported by the full spectrum of the South Dakota massage therapy profession. Changes from the language from may to shall for license issuance to a qualified applicant, this removes any discretion that the board may have in denying a qualified applicant. It keeps the continuing education requirements in place, but allows for the continuing education to be taken electronically. It's moving it into the 21st century. It allows a temporary permit to qualify the applicant pending successful completion of the licensure exam. And that would be consistent with other South Dakota practice acts. Changes all license expiration dates to the same date in the year. Currently, the license could expire any time during the calendar year. This moves it to September 30th, and that would be starting in 2014. Thus, it makes it easier for the board to notify the massage therapist that their license is going to expire. They have 30 days to be able to get that in reinstated or to stay licensed and get it renewed. Preserves Class 1 misdemeanor for practicing massage therapy without a license, but removes the mandatory $1,000 civil penalty for practicing without a license. It decreases some of the fees currently found in administrative rule and eliminates fees for a duplicate license that currently was in place. It strikes the requirement that currently recognized South Dakota facility schools must become nationally accredited by July 1st, 2014. Again, there was a lot of time and effort spent in bringing the groups together. It's a compromise that I think we can move forward with. We have some new folks involved on the board, the executive director, and I ask for support of this bill so that we can move it forward.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Senator Tiedemann? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I have a problem with Section 8. For the purpose of this chapter, any of the following acts constitute unprofessional conduct. Does that mean that if my wife, 15 years ago, had a felony and went on to be unaware and went on and took all the stuff to be a massage person, she could not get a license with this? Under one.
Section 9.
Okay.
Bottom of page 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And your question, Madam Chair?
Senator Bradford,
my question is, if 15 years ago she had a felony and has had nothing happen since then, under this Section 9, she could not have a massage license. Is that right?
That's the way it's reading. Yes, Madam Chair.
Representative, is there someone here, I guess, that would be more familiar that could answer that? Not to,
no, that's
unless you're practicing a massage therapy. Okay, or a lawyer. All right. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jennifer Stalley, and I'm the Executive Secretary of the Board of Massage Therapy. Senator, to your question, first I'd point out that that language is currently in statute. That is how we operate the board right now, and it is not dissimilar to the requirements for other professional licensing. So if you had a conviction, or if you had a conviction of a felony, that would constitute unprofessional conduct that would require further consideration by the board with regard to your license.
Follow up, then.
Go ahead.
You're saying if you had a felony of unprofessional conduct, or it's considered unprofessional conduct, right?
A felony conviction, Madam Chair, a felony conviction would be considered unprofessional conduct, yes.
Well, I guess you answered my question.
Okay, thank you. Since this is a hog house, what I'll do is allow proponent testimony. This is a rewriting of the law that was in. So other proponents for House Bill 1126 as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I'm Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Massage Therapy Association, and I want to thank the several people who were involved in this. And as Senator Tiedemann pointed out, the two primary sides came together after this came over from the House, and we've been involved in a very constructive process to make what we believe are the requisite changes to improve the Act based on the experience, excuse me, in the 7 years since the Act has gone into effect. There were negotiations, there were compromises made, but we didn't compromise on I think three essential principles, and I think it's important to keep those in mind today as we look at the particulars of this bill. The overriding principle of all of our work and of the product that's in front of you, I think, is to protect the consumers of massage therapy in South Dakota. And that's really what our boards do, is they protect the consumers of those occupations or services that boards govern. And we kept that really at the top of the list. What's best for the consumer? What protects the consumer? What gets them the best treatment and the safest treatment by South Dakota massage therapists? Now, to meet that end, and again, we looked at this as we amended this, we believed and we've tried to craft what we think are meaningful and appropriate requirements for massage therapists. There was the Act which was drafted, and it's not to disparage the drafters at all, but they really had no experience. Now we've had some experience with putting this in place, and we've seen the vehicle run, if you will, and we are able to fine-tune it and keep and strengthen the requirements that we believe are necessary to protect the consumers from massage therapy, and maybe eliminate some duplicate language or some requirements that just weren't really going to that goal of protecting the consumer. I think primary among those would be the $250,000 liability and malpractice insurance requirement has been left in place. That really protects the consumer. if somebody is hurt. There's other examples of it, but I think that's kind of a key or a good example of that. And finally, we look to create an environment where you've got effective and efficient board operation. And again, based on the experiences of the board, and I think some of the things they wanted, we tried to distill the current statute down to a leaner and meaner situation, if you will. And again, a prime example of that is this single license renewal date of September 30, October 1. It was the board's experience that they were having, you know, renewal requests come in through the whole year. It was really a constant. It wasn't the most efficient way for them to work. And it was a challenge, frankly, for the massage therapist to remember not just that I have to renew in July, as I do on my car registration, but that it's by July 17th and 30 days in advance. This really simplifies it, both so the board can operate more efficiently and effectively. They know where their workload's going to come, and they know, you know, come midnight on October 1st, who needs to be licensed, and they can reach out to those folks, or who needs to be renewed. It's better for the massage therapist, because they all know as a group, we've all got the same birthday for licensure, and it's coming up. Those are a few of the examples of the kind of thing we tried to do, but I think it's important to keep in mind that those were our goals as we did this. I believe the product that's in front of you meets those goals, and creates an improved environment for massage therapy in South Dakota. If I may, I'll stand by for questions now or once all of the proponents have testified.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, thank
Thanks.
You. Other proponents for the proposed amendment?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Justin Bell. I'm an attorney from Pierre, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota chapter of the American Massage Therapy Association. It's a chapter that represents over 200 member massage therapists in this state. South Dakota is currently one of 44 states that regulates the massage therapy profession at the statewide level, and one of roughly 40 states to have a licensure system similar to what we have in statute right now. The South Dakota chapter of the American Massage Therapy Association is strongly in favor of maintaining the educational and licensing requirements found in South Dakota law in order to protect the public, but also support working together to make our licensing laws more effective and efficient for massage therapists in this state. In an effort, as previously discussed, to work together to make our licensing laws more effective after, if you heard about it well, a contentious debate on the House side in this chamber, the interested parties sat down, we got together and tried to hash out some compromise and some common themes that we thought would make our licensure laws better, that everyone could get behind and agree to, and I think this amendment in front of you is a fair compromise. It shows how we can work together and making our licensing system work better for everyone, not only the public, but the board and the massage therapists as well. I'm going to spare you from going through the sections of the bill. I think that's been appropriately done by the sponsor of this bill as well as by Mr. Murphy. I would simply point out that I will be happy to stand by for any questions you have about the specifics of the bill and would state that the South Dakota chapter of the Massage Therapy Association would encourage the committee to support this bill as amended and take it to the Senate floor. Thank you, members of the committee.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Other proponents for proposed amendment on House Bill 1126? Any other proponents? Other proponents? Are there any opponents? 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 Okay, thank you. As I said, we're not going to take any action today. We'll continue this hearing on Monday. I thank you. Okay. To amend, and we have to act on that?
Yeah.
You can't defer that. Well, we are going to adjourn. Because really... Okay, with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Holine, second by Senator Rampelberg. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay. I'd bring him back.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't have anything left, that's why.
Have a nice day.
Okay, so we have to act on that. That'll be the, that's the only bill we'll have.